Yeah, from Compare the Market.
Help!
Prices generated from information you provided. Review before purchasing.
Help!
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 10 o'clock, Keir Starmer says there will clearly be an impact on the economy from Donald Trump's new tariffs. British goods imported to the US will be subject to a 10% levy from Saturday, with many other countries facing even higher rates. The Prime Minister addressed business leaders at Downing Street this morning, promising to respond with cool and calm heads.
Last night, the President of the United States acted for his country, and that is his mandate. Today, I will act in Britain's interests with mine. I understand how important this is for your businesses, as it is for the British people. So we move now to the next stage of our plan.
Stock markets in Asia and Europe have seen sharp falls following the announcement. There are concerns the tariffs will spark an international trade war and lead to job losses. Kenny Mackay from the Ballindalloch Scotch Whisky Distillery says it's coming on top of other challenges for the industry.
We're in an age of relatively high interest rates as well. Products cost more to make, which is another headwind that the industry faced, not forgetting the war in Ukraine and all the other collateral damage that caused.
In other news this morning, Hungary has announced its withdrawing from the International Criminal Court. It confirmed the plan as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu arrived in Budapest for a state visit. The ICC issued an arrest warrant against him in November over his conduct of the war in Gaza. Lucy Letby's legal team is expected to hand over new evidence to the body that looks at alleged miscarriages of justice. The former neonatal nurse is serving 15 whole life orders for the murders of seven babies at the Countess of Chester Hospital. The UK looks almost certain to host the Women's World Cup in 10 years' time. FIFA has described the joint interest from the four home nations as the one valid bid for the 2035 finals. And the weather, dry with plenty of warm sunshine for many, showers in the southwest later, a high of 19 degrees. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Simon Conway.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Thank you, Simon. Voice of the hours and framer of same. Welcome all to Thursday, the early planks of the platform from which our weekend shall be launched. Here's Handel.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
You're listening to Classic FM.
That was Abe McQuinn singing her own composition in Paradisum with the RTE Concert Orchestra. And just before that, we heard Handel's Sarabande, and that was the City of Prague Philharmonic Orchestra. Paul Bateman was our conductor. Well, good morning to you, and welcome to Classic FM. I'm Alexander Armstrong. It's nearly 11 and a quarter minutes past 10. Another spectacular day for many. I hope for you, another heavenly journey in from the Shire, certainly. Spring, I noticed, putting the hard yards in. Very impressive indeed. But how are you this Thursday morning? There's much to celebrate, not least the approaching weekend. and all the fabulous music that I've managed to find for this morning, worth hanging a few sprigs up for. We have the waltz from Delibes' Ballet Coppelia. We have the finale of Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 1, which I adore. We also have the fourth clue, let us not forget, in this week's Famous Five, which will be coming at about 10:30. First, though, to soften us up, get us in the perfect mood, here is the third movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 8. The third movement of Beethoven's Symphony No. 8, played by the Chamber Orchestra of Europe, under Yannick Nezet-Séguin. Ah, look at this. Norman is having a go. Norman from sunny, very sunny, Berwick-upon-Tweed. Berwick-upon-Tweed, even if it's rainy, it's beautiful. Lovely to hear from you. Good morning, Alexander. Lovely to hear the Saraband by Handel. Is the connection on this week's Famous Five... Norman? You're absolutely spot on. Well, there shall be a fourth clue, not that Norman needs it, in this week's Famous Five. It's coming after we've heard from Borodin and then Delib on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Alexander Armstrong
on Classic FM.
Thank you.
waltz from Delibes' ballet, Coppelia. And that was the National Philharmonic Orchestra, Richard Bonning, our conductor. And before that, the Borodin String Quartet, playing, appropriately enough, Borodin. That was the third movement of Borodin's String Quartet, number two. Good morning, Alexander. Veronica here from the Thames Head Singers, based in Stroud in Gloucestershire. On Saturday, we are singing the Cherubini Requiem in C minor, a powerful but rarely performed work, hailed by Schumann as without equal in the world, and chosen by Beethoven for his own funeral. So pretty good recommendations. We're performing with the Capriole Chamber Orchestra, and we are playing the ever-popular Beethoven Fifth Symphony. So if you are lucky enough to live near to the gorgeous Cotswold village of Minchinhampton, please join us at Holy Trinity Church there. This is on Saturday. Doors open at 6:45 for pre-concert drinks, and the concert starts at 7:30 p.m. Tickets available on the door or online. Can you think of anything lovelier? A spring Saturday evening. Ah, balmy evening. There'll be bees buzzing in the blossoms, I should think. And maybe if it's beautiful, which of course it will, you can wander out into the churchyard with your pre-concert drinks. Oh, can't think of anything better. And then you get the Cherubini Requiem. Anyway, there we are. That's happening this Saturday. It is 10:30, and time, therefore, for the fourth clue in this week's Famous Five. Here it comes. Not just the place where it's made, but the company that makes the pale brown lubricant that helps things ease up. As locations go, this one's all but impossible to fail as the venue for a knees-up. Here it is again. Not just the place where it's made, but the company that makes the pale brown lubricant that helps things ease up. As locations go, this one's all but impossible to fail as the venue for a knees-up. There we are. It sets itself to music, that one. I shall reveal the answer before 11.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Benjamin Grosvenor. Our piano soloist there with the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, Elim Chan, our conductor. And that was the third movement of the Chopin Piano Concerto No. 1. And just ahead of that, John Barry's The Beyondness of Things, played by the English Chamber Orchestra. Lots of people having a go at today's clue. Brenda Carver in very sunny Lincoln, absolutely right. Good morning, AA, from a gloriously sunny Hackney. Lisa, also absolutely right. Jenny and David in Norwich, lovely to hear from you. I'm afraid you're not right, though. Have another go. Julie from the New Forest, getting ready for a girls' lunch out today. Oh, that's fun. Great fun. Have another go. Have another guess, Julie. I'm afraid you are wide of the mark currently. All will be revealed after we have heard the finale of Dvorak's Symphony No. 9 on Classic FM. Thank you. Kevin John Edisay with the Chinique Orchestra. And that was the fourth and final movement of Dvorak's Symphony No. 9. How did you get on with today's Famous Five? Not just the place where it's made, but the company that makes the pale brown lubricant that helps things ease up. As locations go, this one's all but impossible to fail as the venue for a knees up. The answer I wanted was brewery. Yes, a brewery. There we go. We shall have the final clue tomorrow morning at 10:30. Let's get the next hour started with Jupiter from Holst's Planets. And I shall also have another track from my magnificent Classic FM album of the week, featuring Pygmalion under Raphael Pichon, performing Bach's B minor Mass. Coming in a moment on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Darren could get an offer from a random car dealer. Or sell direct to We Buy Any Car. The dealer could come to his home, kick his tyres, then decide not to buy it. Or he could get a guaranteed sale, leaving more time to take his other half on a romantic getaway. Oh no! Or ooh la la. To get a quote in 30 seconds, enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com.
Meet Sarah.
Hi there.
Sarah's pranked her car miles from home, and she's not sure if her insurance covers getting back. Thankfully, Sarah's got car insurance with Aviva. If you've had an accident and your car's not safe to drive, we'll get you safely home. You'll have your feet up in no time, Sarah.
Thank goodness.
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk. On with travel arrangements on comprehensive cover. Geographical restrictions apply.
Marking 80 years since victory in Europe, enjoy up to 50% off selected subscriptions at Find My Past. Find your relatives in the 1939 Register, a vast wartime document. Then delve deeper to discover them keeping calm and carrying on. Visit findmypast.co.uk/VEday and claim up to 50% off today. Your family history understood. Offer ends 21st of April. Terms and conditions apply.
At Wix, save on Dulux Standard 2.5-litre coloured emulsion. Was £22, now £15. Shop now and feel as proud as a peacock with Wix. Terms apply.
When it comes to the beautiful game, Barclays is here for it all. From packed stadiums, top-of-your-lungs singing and last-minute winners.
To muddy grassroots pitches, half-time oranges and mum and dad stood on the sidelines. For 25 years, Barclays has invested millions into community sports. Because there is no football without grassroots football. Search Barclays Football to find out more.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
Join the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra for Mussorgsky's Pictures at an Exhibition. Lighthouse Pool on the 9th of April and Exeter University Great Hall on the 10th. Get your tickets at bsolive.com.
Stay with Classic FM for the latest news. Next.
Multi-point inspection, tick. Full history check, tick. £750 deposit contribution, tick.
Every used SEAT is thoroughly checked by a trained technician. However, during the SEAT-approved used event, selected vehicles come with one more check. £750 towards your deposit at 11.4% APR representative. Offer ends 30th of April, so clock's ticking.
Tick, 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 tick.
Search SEAT used cars. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan on vehicles up to 3 years old. Participating retailers only. Indemnities may be required. T's and C's apply. SEAT Finance.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 11 o'clock, the Prime Minister says the UK will respond to Donald Trump's new tariffs with a cool and calm head. The US President announced sweeping import levies, including 10% on goods coming from Britain. Sir Keir Starmer has been addressing business leaders at number 10.
Nobody wins in a trade war. That is not in our national interest. Negotiations on an economic prosperity deal, one that strengthens our existing trading relationship, they continue, and we will fight for the best deal for Britain.
Other countries face much higher tariffs from Saturday, with Chinese products subject to a 54% tariff. It's prompted a furious response from many world leaders.
The series of measures will directly affect millions of Canadians. We are going to fight these tariffs.
The global economy will massively suffer. Uncertainty will spiral.
For Australia, these tariffs are not unexpected. But